Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois State Police are investigating a shooting last night by a Skokie police officer, but details remain sketchy at this hour.
Police responded to a call of a suspicious person in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven on Crawford Avenue at about 11 p.m. Officers approached an SUV in the lot, and they say the man in the driver's seat displayed a handgun. Exactly what happened next is unclear, but an officer fired a single shot, hitting the man in the abdomen. He was taken to a hospital, his condition not known. Police say they recovered a semi-automatic handgun. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers have begun work to turn McCormick Place into an overflow hospital.
Governor Pritzker says the first 500 of what will be 3,000 beds arrived in Chicago over the weekend. They're being installed now at McCormick Place and should be up by the end of the week, according to the governor. McCormick Place would be used for non-acute COVID-19 patients, patients who do not need to be in intensive care.
This is an evolving situation, and if our experts determine down the line that McCormick Place should be dedicated to a different set of criteria, we will shift our mission to follow the medical experts' best advice.
The governor says the McCormick Place makeshift hospital would only be used to support the current hospital system, that existing hospital beds would be used first. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A spokesman for the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation says the game plan regarding street sweeping is being changed. The Sun-Times reports the move comes after several aldermen expressed concern that street sweeping in residential neighborhoods was being suspended during the pandemic. The spokesman says under the new plan, street sweepers will be in all 50 wards, but it won't be scheduled sweeping and people won't be asked to move their vehicles. If you pass by Navy Pier, you might notice messages designed to inspire Chicagoans during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Navy Pier has launched Pier Inspiration, a project that utilizes its biggest feature, the Centennial Wheel. Navy Pier Communications Director Payal Patel tells WBBM, in the center hub of it, you'll see messages that include,
be kind, we're in this together. You're not alone. We're with you. Chicago is resilient. Chicago is strong.
She says they wanted to offer a lighter message at a time when the shelter-in-place order is affecting so many people, as well as businesses on and off the pier.
It's, you know, very unfortunate that this is impacting all of us on a global scale, even in such a negative way, but it is the right thing to do.
Patel says there are at least 2 to 3 dozen positive messages that are on rotation on the Navy Pier Centennial Wheel. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.